InshaAllah, we'll try to be brief because these are the waning days of Ramadan, and these are the days of Quran, the days of Istighfar, and so we don't want to take too much of your time when it comes to Quran. That the whole alif lam mim harf, lakin alif harf, wa lam harf, wa mim harf, wa hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. So even alif lam mim is not a single letter, rather alif is an individual letter, lam is an individual letter, mim is an individual letter, and every letter will be that we recite will be the reward of that will be multiplied 10 times. And in Ramadan, 700 times, because it's 70 times it's normal reward, so 10 times the 70 is 700. So there's too much opportunity for good to be sitting listening to long lectures. So we try to be brief, inshallah. So what do we mean by real charity? Real charity is understanding, first of all, in this month of Ramadan, how much charity is a part of the month. So it's a month of maghfirah, it's a month of mercy, rahmat. Ramadan awwaluhu rahmat, kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa awsatuhu maghfirah, wa akhiruhu fitkum min Allah. So the first part of Ramadan is dominated by mercy. Al kulluhu rahmat, awwaluhu rahmat aghlab, hakadha qala al ulama. لماذا؟ إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الرحمة للشهر رمضان. So it's all mercy and it's all مغفرة. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. So the whole month غفر له. من قام رمضان the whole month غفر له is forgiven. So it's all مغفرة and it's all إدق من النار لله وتقى من النار وذلك كل وذلك في كل ليلة يعني من رمضان. So Allah Azza wa Jalla liberates from the hellfire and that occurs every night. So it's all liberation from the hellfire. So how do we reconcile those three hadith and the first one? أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إِحْكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. The scholars say the first part أَغْلَبُ غَلِبَ عَلَيْهِ رَحْمَةٌ فِي أَوَّلِهِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةُ فِي أَوْسَطِهِ وَالْإِحْكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ فِي أَخِرِهِ هكذا. So the first part, mercy dominates. And the second part, forgiveness dominates. And the third part, liberation from the hellfire is the dominant characteristic of the month. Charity is also a big part of Ramadan. So, alhamdulillah, many people they pay their zakat in Ramadan. Many people they give extra sadaqah in Ramadan. You see the chart on the wall, give some extra sadaqah in Ramadan. And the reward is multiplied. And that's also is following the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Allah, because Ramadan is a month that Allah Ta'ala is especially generous to us. And His generosity is manifested in His mercy. His generosity is manifested in His forgiveness. His generosity is manifested in His liberating us from the hellfire during this month. So if we look at mercy alone, forgiveness alone, we can get an idea of how generous Allah Ta'ala is during this month. So he says, we mentioned, let's see, just from the top of my head, how many avenues of forgiveness Allah Ta'ala has opened up for us during Ramadan. So he said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating reward, their prior sins will be forgiven. And من الصلاة, their lesser sins. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands for prayer during the nights of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating reward, their prior sins will be forgiven. That's two. من قام ليلة علينا تنقض إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands for prayer and worship during the night of power, most of it, not all of it even. The scholars say if you sleep a little, so you're fresh and have energy for your worship, that's good. Then their prior sins will be forgiven. من فطر صائما في رمضان غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever gives the fasting person something to break their fast with in Ramadan, their prior sins will be forgiven. That's four. ذَكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانِ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ. The one who remembers Allah during Ramadan will be forgiven. That's five. Huh? يعني ذَكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانِ نعم مجلس الذكر نعم مجلس العلم هذا نوع من الذكر وهذا أحسن نوع من الذكر لماذا؟ خيره متعدي من قال سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر هذا خير ولكن هذا الخير لازم لفاعله من يعلم الناس ومن يتعلم وبعد ذلك هو يعلم خيره متعدي لغيره هذا أحسن. So whoever says La ilaha illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala akbar, that good is generally confined to the person that says it. It benefits his heart, it benefits his soul, it relieves stress, but it's lazim, khayruhu lazim, is confined to him. The one who teaches some good to people, that benefit spreads to others. So the benefit that spreads to others is considered of a higher station in Islam. So majlis and dhikr, the gathering of dhikr also includes gatherings of learning and teaching. As kama tafaddala akhuna al-ustad hadhihi al-fa'ida. So that's good, that benefits the person and benefits others. For that reason, ghaniyun shakir ahsan من فقير صابر هكذا قال وفي كل خير طبعا the person who has a lot of spending is better than a poor person who doesn't have wealth and patiently endures his poverty or hers with dignity. So they're both good, as we said, متعدي because it's contagious, it goes to others. فقير صابر, his good generally is confined to himself. So always what we do to benefit others is good. And that's true charity. That's a form of charity. If you have knowledge, if you're wealthy, and you're also knowledgeable, and you spend your wealth but you don't teach anyone from your knowledge, then you're not being charitable. Because there are other people who have money who don't have knowledge who can spend. It would be better for you to hold your money and to teach people. Because as the scholars say, and all this is associated with charity, true charity. Ash-shukru min jinsin ni'mah. Shukr is categorical to the area a person's been blessed in. And the evidence for that is the address to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. أَلَمْ يَجِبْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So didn't we find you an orphan and we gave you shelter and we found you not having the specific knowledge of the religion and we guided you or taught you and we found you impoverished and we enriched you. So فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. So just as you were given shelter as an orphan, don't you treat the orphan harshness. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Just as you were poor and we enriched you, don't turn away the beggar without relieving him or her. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And just as we guided you to the knowledge of the religion and the details. He was Hanif, but the Hunafat, they didn't have the Sharia and they didn't have the details of Aqidah. And Allah Ta'ala taught the Prophet ﷺ, and he taught the Ummah, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. So speak of these blessings to others, teach others, and convey this blessing. So in each of the areas he's blessed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's encouraged to reciprocate in his relationship with others. And so that's giving, that's charity, giving knowledge, giving of one's time, giving assistance. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah will continue to help the servant as long as the servant is helping his brother. So that's charity. And a proof for that charity can be all of those things and many things we didn't mention. Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَلُوا بِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You will never attain to righteousness until you spend from that which you love, that which is going to involve some sacrifice. But the point is here, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. So this is, and whatever you spend, this is called, in the Mufassirin and Usuliyin, the scholars of Tafsir and Usul, they'll call this النَّكِرَ شَيْءٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سِيَاقِ الشَّرْءٍ ذَلْكَ النَّكِرَ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي يُفِيدَ الْأُمُومِ. So an indefinite expression, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, an indefinite expression in a conditional context, وَلَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, benefits generality. So that شَيْء could be anything. It could be money. Everyone doesn't have money. You have time, you have talent, you have ability, you have a tongue to speak a good word, you have a mouth to give a smile. That's a sadaqah. Smiling in the face of your brother. You see your brother's coming depressed, something's happened, you smile, you cheer him up. That's sadaqah. So that's real charity. So it's not just spending money. Real charity is in all the areas Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, we extend that good to others. And that, as we said, that's from the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's from, because Allah Ta'ala has been charitable to us. Allah Ta'ala has been charitable to us, and that charity is manifest in its mouth. So we didn't finish. We went on a tangent. We were amidst the paths of forgiveness. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions a big path, hadith marfu'an, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yu'afaru fi Ramadan kullun nas, or kama qala. Everyone in Ramadan will be forgiven. Qala Abu Huraira, illa man aba, except one who refuses to be forgiven. Qila, وَمَنْ يَأْبَى وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ. Who would ever refuse Abu Huraira? قَالَ مَنْ يَأْبَى أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ. Whoever refuses to ask Allah to be forgiven. So all we have to do in this blessed month is ask Allah with sincerity to be forgiven and to do what He asks us to do. But when we pray, we fast, ask Allah to be forgiven, Allah will forgive us. إِلَّا مَنْ يَأْبَى وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا أَبَى هُرَيْرَى مَنْ يَأْبَى أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ. Whoever refuses to ask Allah. So that's six or seven. The final one we mentioned is the angels seek forgiveness for the fasting people until they break their fast and at the time of iftar. So that's number eight. The angels are making istighfar, seeking forgiveness for the fasting people, as long as the fast is going on and at the time of iftar. That's number eight. We mentioned a ninth one. The لِلْصَائِمِ فَرْحَةً فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. So the faster has two delights. The delight when he or she breaks their fast and the delight when they meet their Lord. So One of the delights of the fast, taban hum, it melts in your mouth. Nothing else. Nothing else. Fahad, that's farha. So if we eat all day and then we drink some water, cold water, we eat a day, that maghrib. It's good, but it's not the same. With some nice juice, pure juice. Cold. I'm doing it again. And I'm torturing myself too. I'm not just torturing you guys. But that's, it's not the same if we're eating all day. It's a normal day outside of Ramadan. We're eating, had lunch, had dinner. Then Maghrib comes, we eat a date or what. It's not the same. So that's the faqa. That's the delight. Another delight is knowing that this is one of the times the prayer is answered. This is waqtul istijab, the dua. It's when we break our fast. So this is the time. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, when he broke his fast, he said, Allahumma ya wasi al-maghfira ighfirli. That's how Ibn Umar would break his fast. He'd break his fast and say, Allahumma wasi al-maghfira ighfirli. Oh Allah, the one who has the most expansive forgiveness, forgive me my sins. So this is his fast. He break his fast and say, Allahumma wasi'a al-maghfira ighfir li. Oh Allah, the one who has the most expansive forgiveness, forgive me my sins. So this is another avenue of forgiveness Allah Ta'ala has opened up for us during Ramadan. So this is from the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. So being generous is from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. And this is real charity. So not only is the charity made real by giving it and giving it freely, but by understanding why we do it. This enhances the reality of the act. And so one reason is that it's from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as when we say the best man, when we start any noble thing, so we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does Allah ta'ala open his book with? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's from the sunnah of Allah. It's from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, كُلُ عَمْرٍ بِبَاد لَا يُبْلَهُ فِيهِ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَهُوَ أَبْطَى فَهُوَ أَبْطَى. That any action of any import that's not opened up with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is cut off from blessing. So this is from the sunnah of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Similarly, charity, and especially charity in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has been charitable to us. The Messenger of Allah, كَانَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of people. And he was even more generous during the month of Ramadan when the angel Gabriel would come to him and review the Qur'an with him. And one of the reasons for that is as he reviewed the Qur'an, these verses of charity will keep coming up. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَاللَّهُ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. So verses like that, they keep coming up. But we will believe, spend from what we've bestowed, even the very beginning of Qur'an. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The very beginning, those who believe in the unseen, and they spend from that which we have given them. Oh, you who believe, spend from what we bestowed upon you, and before day comes upon you when there's no spending, and there's no answer, there's no farewell. You know, so this is the message of the Qur'an. They said, بِرَّ أَن تُوَلِّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ And again, this is true charity. So it's not righteousness. And look, subhanAllah. Look how the Quran, part of it explains the other part. Allah Ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It's not righteousness to turn your face in the direction of the east or the west. So the Christians were facing the east at that time, the direction of the sunrise. And in relation to Medina, the Jews were facing the northwest, towards Al-Quds, towards Jerusalem. And so Allah Ta'ala is saying, that's not the essence of righteousness. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرْ And مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ But true righteousness is to believe sincerely in Allah, and in the last day, and in the angels, and the scriptures, and in the prophets and messengers. So, لَيْسَ الْبِرْ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ And what does Allah mention earlier? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ So it's a general statement. You will never attain to righteousness until you spend from that which you love. But spend for who? وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ And he or she spends their wealth in spite of their love for it. ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى For the relative. وَالْيَتَامَى And the orphan. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ The poor people. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ The wayfarer. وَالسَّائِلِينَ Those who are forced to beg and to ask. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ And for the liberation of slaves. So, all this spending that's mentioned is in our society and to help others and to benefit others. All of it is to benefit others. And that's the real charity. What we can do and give from our hearts to benefit others, to make our society better. All of that makes society a devil quarterback, to have stronger relationships between the family. And among the best ways, spending and being charitable. When you tell that, taking care of the orphans. Because if we don't take care of the orphans, what happens? They drift into the streets, and then they become problems for society. So in this country, in America, all these kids out there shooting each other, going into the schools, many of them, I would even say most of them are functional orphans. What is an orphan? Someone that's lost their father. So a lot of these kids, there's no father in their life. And in American life, increasingly, that's a reality. And all you young Muslim brothers and sisters, some of you are here, should be more of you here, some of the Shabab. Thank Allah you have your mother and your father. Most of our Muslim families in this country, the mother and the father are together. Most of the families. And that's a great blessing for the young people that when they grow up, they'll appreciate it, inshallah ta'ala. So if your kids are giving you grief right now, just be patient. They'll come back and they'll have presents with them, give you presents. What's that for being a good parent? I thought you couldn't stand me. Yeah, that's when I didn't have any sense. Now that I got some sense and matured a little bit, I appreciate you. And who I love you. Only I love you. Stop crying. It's coming, believe me. don't give up. But it's a great blessing that all the young people should appreciate. Because those are kids. They drift out in the street. There's no guidance from the father in the house. They join the gangs, get involved in criminal activity, and end up doing terrible things. So, all these benefit society. When masakin, the poor people, when poor people are enriched and given a dignified living, again, that benefits the whole society because they don't become a burden on the society. And they don't demand, they don't fall into criminal activity. And zakat alone could eliminate poverty, not just in the Muslim ummah on the face of this earth. if we all organized ourselves and everyone paid their zakat, it would generate enough wealth. Because you think, how many trillions of dollars does this ummah earn every year? Even the poor countries, but we have rich countries, we have middle countries, from the oil, from the other resources, from just the gross, the general economic activity. Trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars. 2.5%. Let's say conservative estimate, let's say $10 trillion. The Arabs in general have $20 trillion invested in America. I'm not a mathematician. Yallah Silicon Valley. But that's billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And those billions could eradicate poverty. Just the American military budget, which is about $1 trillion now, could eradicate poverty. So that's a vision we should have, to try to organize ourselves and starting at a level we control ourselves, make sure we pay our zakat, and then moving and expanding outwards, and then having a vision that we can create a whole community here in North America to start. This is where we live, whether we like it or not. Most of us like it, even if we don't admit it. Because even with all of this anti-Islamic propaganda, still freedom. We don't have to get an application from Muqabarat to have i'tikaf. So in a Muslim country, you have to get permission, if they even open the mess. Taraweeh, khalas. Because if you have i'tikaf, you know, Muqabarat can't monitor everything. You're sitting there in the middle of the night conspiring, you know, these people always jittery. So they want to know what's going on. So Taraweeh is over, last rakat, Allahumma ihdina fi man ameen. So they're listening. As soon as the last ameen, they start coming with the key. Everyone out. SubhanAllah, you don't have to do that here. Just come on, come to the masjid, yallah, bismillah, put your stuff, and stay. Make da'wah. You don't have to, they had earlier today, a group of non-Muslim people, you don't have to get permission from anybody to just openly call people to Islam. So there's a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot to be thankful for. وَلَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَعِزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you give thanks, I will increase you with the blessings. So, as we said, we're not going to take a long time, so we'll wrap up. So, in the essence, let's finish these categories. So, the poor, وَالْمَسَكِينَ We spend for the poor people, it strengthens our society. وَالْمَسَكِينَ The wayfarer, this is unique to Islam. Islam is the only religion that mandated spending. Here, this sadaqah mentioned here is voluntary. Afterwards, later in this verse, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةِ This is mandatory. But in other verses, in the مَسْتَدَقَاتِ الْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَكِينَ there, وَأَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ It's mandatory. Islam is the only religion that mandates spending for the poor person. I mean, for the traveler. And in Islamic societies, we have free hotels. So here you have Motel 6, we have Motel 5. You come and do your five prayers. Motel 5, you know, you come do your five prayers. We have Motel 3, you stay 3 days for free. We have Motel 3. So, no, seriously, the caravanserai, you come and it's free, your horse gets taken care of, get some new shoes on your horse, like new tires nowadays, rotate your tires, look at them, this one's bald, give you a free tire, new tire, feed you for 3 days. They have hospitals, at the hostels, they have a doctor, you know, you look a little sick, come here, let me check you out, open your mouth, say ah. Just like I thought. Here, take some of this. Free! Free! And none! Because you're a traveler. Wabnas sabir. And spends for the traveler. And one of the reasons, how does this connect with real charity? Real charity? Real charity should come from the heart. And Allah Ta'ala said, يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. So they fed the people that we don't want any thanks. Hey, that's all right. Maybe I'll become Muslim. No, you become Muslim, do it because you think it's right. Not because I fed you. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And no thank. Hey, thanks a lot, man. That was really nice. That. Thank God. Thank God. We just hope that we'll succeed يَوْمُ الْقِيَامِ. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمَ نَعْبُسَمْ قَمْطَرِيرًا. So, how does that relate to the wayfarer? It helps to purify our heart, because when we spend for the family's still around. So they can remind us, yeah, that was really nice of you. Make that nafs feel good. You're so generous. Or we can remind them, you know, remember I gave you $100 that time? I'm a nice guy, huh? So our intention can be corrupted. But the wayfarer, he takes the charity, he's gone. So he's not there to remind you what a nice guy you are, and you can't remind him what a nice guy you are. So that helps to purify our heart and to make our giving just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِنِينَ, and those who are forced to ask. When someone is forced to beg, generally speaking, if they're people of religion and taqwa, they're in bad shape when they have to come. And so we should be especially considerate of those people. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating a reward, their prior sins are forgiven. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating a reward, all of their previous sins are forgiven. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands for worship during the night of power with sincere faith, anticipating a reward from Allah, all of their sins are forgiven. So, what is that? What is Siyam? Is worship. What is Qiyam? Is worship. What is Qiyami Ramadan? Laylatul Qadr. Is worship. So Ramadan is emphasizing the worship for us. And it's also emphasizing that that worship has to be sincere. This is one of the greatest lessons we take from Ramadan. That worship has to be sincere. Why? Because Ramadan, there's no way we can show someone we're fasting. So, only Allah knows. So, at the end of the day, a person of sincerity, that fast is between him or her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this lecture was at Dhuhr, or Asr, the middle of the day, who in here would know that I'm fasting? I'm sitting here. No one knows I'm fasting. No one knows when I made wudu for Dhuhr. No one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't show you I'm fasting. I can show you if I pray. I can show you if I go to Hajj. I can show you I'm paying my zakat. Even if there's one person who gets the zakat, somebody knows from human beings. No one knows if I'm fasting. So fasting focuses the sincerity of our worship, and this is one of the reasons the Prophet Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi. It starts out Hadith Nabawi. Qala an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala kullu 'amal ibn Adam huwa lahu al hasanat bi 'ashri amthaliha. وقال الله عز وجل إلا الصيام الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به ترك شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي الصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. ولا خوف فم صائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. رواه البخاري ومسلم. So the Prophet says, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, every action the human being does is for him. And good deeds are multiplied from 10 to 100 times. But fasting, and Allah says, did it, so it moves from Hadith Nabawi to Hadith Qudsi. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزُّ وَجَلَ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ الصَّوْمُنِي وَأَنْعِزِّنِي Except fasting. Fasting is for me, and I will determine its reward. So Allah says, the fasting is for me. And the scholars say one reason for that is because no one can know if we're fasting or not except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because the fasting is for Allah, then the reward is a reward that's determined by Allah. وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي. So fasting is not multiplied 10 to 700 times. The other action, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنُ آدَمَ لَهُ الْحَسَنَاتُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَّا سَبْعِ مِيَا دِعْفِ إِلَّا الصِّيَانِ. All these other actions, Salat, Zakat, Hajj, Tilawat al-Qur'an, Dhikrullah, Sadaqah, every other action 10 to 700 times, إِلَّا الصِّيَانِ, except fasting. Allah says, that's for me, I will reward him. So, why? Only Allah knows if we're fasting. While the multiplication of the deed, some of the scholars say, the fasting is an aspect that involves patience. It's not over in 5 minutes. Salat, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, 5 minutes is done. Even Taraweeh, 20 minutes is one rak'ah. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Fasting is all day for 29 or 30 days. So it takes patience. Fasting is overcoming. Right before Salat, we drink. Right after Salat, we drink. Fasting all day, no drinking, no eating. It takes patience. A whole month, not for 3 or 4 days. Not for 1 week, for 4 weeks, and then some extra. So it involves patience. It involves patience, we mentioned, worshiping Allah. That's why we're here. Patience in dealing with the discomfort and hardship of worshiping Allah. As-sabr al-ta'ah, obeying Allah. As-sabr al-mahal. And patience in avoiding the things Allah has forbidden. As-sabr al-musribat. These are the three aspects of patience. All of them are in Ramadan. There's patience in obeying Allah. There's patience in avoiding the things He's forbidden. And there's patience in dealing with the pain of hardships. So the fasting brings stomach aches sometimes. Some people get headaches. When the days get real long, people get tired and fatigued. And a few more years we'll be fasting in the summer months. And it'll be physical struggle for people. But those are all aspects of patience. And what is the reward for the patient person? What is the reward for? And the Prophet even said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Tirmidhi, as-sawmu nisfu as-sabr, fi an-nisa' wa Tirmidhi, Ramadan shahru as-sabr. What is the reward of the patient person? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So what is the reward for the fasting person? 10 to 700? No, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. وَصَوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي. So this focuses our attention on worship during this month. There's a heightened reward for our worship. There's heightened sincerity for our worship. There's the ability to make it easy for us to worship by putting it in a blessed time. We go to Mecca, what happened? You go to Mecca and Medina. You don't pick up the Quran all year. What happened when you go for Umrah? You sit in the Haram, And you pick the Quran up and you read 5-10 hours without stopping, except for the salawat. That's true? That happens? It happens. We go to the Haram al-Madani, we sit in the Prophet's mosque all day reading Quran. When before we got there, we could barely pick the mushaf up. Why is that? Because the blessing Allah has put in that place, sharful makan. And in Ramadan, the same thing. The Quran's on the shelf all year. Ramadan comes, take the Quran off the shelf, dust it off, bismillah. And read the Quran all month. All month, read the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Bisharaf al-zaman. The nobility of the time. So Allah has made this time noble. And by ennobling it, He's put blessings in it. Why has He made it noble? How has He made it noble? What's different about Ramadan? Ramadan is now one of Ashur al-Hurum. The four sacred months, Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. It's not Ramadan, where Ramadan. Instead of Rajab, Ramadan, Dhul-Hijjah, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. No, it's Rajab, not Ramadan. What makes Ramadan special? Other months we're encouraged to fast. Other days we're encouraged to fast. Ramadan is the month Allah Ta'ala has blessed with the obligatory fast. And Allah Ta'ala loves the fara'id more than anything else. What does He say? Another hadith Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا اخْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant doesn't draw himself close to me with anything more beloved to me than the obligations I've imposed on him. So the obligatory fast, that's one of the greatest means for us to draw near to Allah. One of the greatest means of taqarrub. Min Allahi Ta'ala, Allah has put in this month. And in putting it in this month, He's ennobled this month. And He's blessed this month. And so it becomes easy to pick the Qur'an up. It becomes easy to stand behind the imam for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Outside of Ramadan, we try to do Qiyam al-Layl, 10 minutes. And it's difficult. Ramadan, 1 hour, 2 hours. The end of Ramadan, we come back at 3 in the morning to pray more. And Allah Ta'ala makes it easy because sharaf al-zaman, the blessing of this time that Allah has put this obligatory fast in. So these are the worships that we do. And this worship, this is why we're here. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've only created the jinn and human that they worship me. There's another reason we're here. We're here to serve other people. We're here to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're here to serve our fellow human beings. We're here to serve our fellow human beings. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You're the best community. So raised up to worship Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Worship your Lord who's created you. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. And we're here to serve the people. We're here to serve the people. And Allah Ta'ala loves us to serve the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and this indicates this is one of our purposes for being here. If it's not our purpose, then we'll benefit being in this world. And we'll have Allah's help and Allah's tawfiq. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, Allah wallahu fi awn al-'abd ma kana al-'abdu fi awn akhihi. Allah will continue to help the servant as long as the servant is helping his brother. Which means if we're not helping our brother and sister in humanity, then we're not fulfilling one of our purposes for being in this world. Al-khawqu iyamullah wa-anfa'uhum ilayhi anfa'uhum li'iyalihi. All of humanity are the dependent servants of Allah. And the ones He loves most, وَأَحَبُّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ and فَعُّهُمْ لِعِيَالِهِ, those who are best in serving and benefiting their dependents. This is why we're here. And an indication of that is this is one of the things Allah Ta'ala loves. وَأَحَبُّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ and فَعُّهُمْ لِعِيَالِهِ. The most beloved of them to Him, those who are most beneficial to their dependents. So we're here to serve other people. We're in this world to serve other people. And again, the people who don't realize why they're here, they don't worship Allah at time, number one. What's the second thing that they don't do? They don't serve other people, they oppress other people. The people don't realize why we're in this world, they oppress other people as opposed to serving other people. They take from other people as opposed to giving to people. They love other people. Allah Ta'ala encourages us to love other people. لَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. No one of you truly believes until he loves for his brother, loves for her sister, what he loves for himself, what she loves for herself. These are the things that are Allah Ta'ala loves, and this is why we're here. This is why we're here. We're here to worship and to serve Allah Ta'ala. We're here to worship and to serve our fellow human beings. And just as Ramadan encourages us and accentuates for us the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it accentuates for us the service of our fellow human beings. Because Ramadan is the month of mercy. Allah Ta'ala is merciful to us, and He encourages us to be merciful to others in Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala forgives us in Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala encourages us to forgive other people. If you have grudges, Ramadan comes, forgive the grudge. Apologize to people. Mend the fences. Make up. This is why we're here. And so Ramadan, awwaluhu rahma, wa awsatuhu maghfira, wa akhiruhu itqun min an-nar. And Allah Ta'ala liberates us from the hellfire during this month. And in the old days when people had slaves, they were encouraged to liberate their slaves during Ramadan. Itqun min an-nar. Takhalluqu bi akhlaqi Allah. In the qadr al-imkan. Adorn yourself with the character traits of Allah to the extent possible. So this is the month of mercy. This is the month in Ramadan to encourage, if you have employees, lighten their load. If you have employees, lighten their load. So that they can benefit from this month. It's the month to be merciful to people. To forgive people. And it's also the month of charity. And charity benefits other people. The Prophet ﷺ, he described in sound hadith, كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ كَانَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ وَيُدَرِّسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of people. And he was most generous during Ramadan when Jibreel would come to him and review the Qur'an with him. And why was he more generous during that time? Because as he reviewed the Qur'an, what are the messages that will come to him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain righteousness until you spend from that which you love. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. And he spends this, so you won't attain righteousness until you spend from what you love. Righteousness is spending one's wealth in spite of one's love for it.
in spite of one's love for it. So charity, what does spending benefit? Now when Korba, when Yatam, when Masakin, when Masabila, when Sa'inin, when Farraqah, it benefits needy human beings. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We're not just here to worship. We're here to worship, but we're also here to serve. So when Allah mentions what true righteousness is, ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب, he mentions worship, faith, and service to humanity. ولكن البر faith. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. Service to human beings. وآتى المال على حبه ذو القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب. And worship. وقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بأهدهم إذا عاهدوا. And then being patient and dealing with the hardship that comes in doing those things. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Those are the people that are truthful. And in conclusion, as the time is coming for the salah, we're here to be truthful. We're here to be truthful. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And which brings another point, and we'll close on that point. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And those are the people of God consciousness. We're here to be truthful. Which reminds us, and this is the point we'll close on, we're also here to be tested. And one of the tests is our truthfulness, which emphasizes that's why we're here. To be truthful and to be tested. أَلِفْ لَمْ مِيمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ أَلِفْ لَمْ مِيمْ. Do people think they'll be left alone merely saying we believe and not be tested? So we're here to be tested. This world is a test for us. And we should not think there won't be tests. When we've tested those who preceded them, in order that Allah will show which of them are truthful and which of them are liars. So we're here to be truthful and we're here to be tested. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَضَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الضَّرَّاءِ وَمَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Do people think they'll enter paradise when they have not yet gone through the test that was encountered by those who preceded them? They were shaken until the Prophet and those who were the messenger, those who believed with them said, how much does it take? How many of you know a person right now? Nothing upsets them. 9/11, no problem. All of this anti-Islamic propaganda, no problem. You just worship Allah, mashallah. How many of you know somebody like that? I'm sure you do, I do. But if we have people that it seems like nothing in this world can shake them, what would it take to shake a prophet? What would it take to shake a prophet? وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When does the help of Allah come? When does the help of Allah come? أَلَّا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيمٌ. Is not the help of Allah close? So we're going to be tested. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Allah said He's created death and He's created life to test you which of you are best indeed. So we're going to be tested in this world. We're going to be tested. لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Some people are shaken up. Their stocks went bad a few years ago here in Silicon Valley. Everyone's riding the dot-com bubble. And then the dot-com bubble burst. And all those stocks the company was giving everyone instead of some salary were worthless. And people were all upset. Oh, everyone's really upset. That's the test of this world. Allah says, لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ. You're going to be tested in your wealth. وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. And in your person. You're going to have illness. You're going to have disease. You're going to have weakness. Some people might be killed. Some people were killed. You hear all this hatred. You think people aren't going to... Who heard about the Iranian lady? She does the fingernails for all the stars. J-Lo and all the movie stars. Some people in New York just recently went and smashed her hand. Just because she's a Muslim. And wrote all kinds of anti-Islamic things on the wall. You think that those tests are coming? Why do you think they're happening? What's going to happen next month on 200 college campuses in this country? You should know these things because it's going to affect you. It's going to affect us as Muslims. What's happening? Where's the students? No one's here in MSA? SubhanAllah. There's going to be Islamo-Fascism Week. How many of you heard about that? Islamo-Fascism Week on over 200 campuses where you have these people that hate Islam. They're going to go to 200 campuses and try to get these other people to hate Muslims. And presenting films that distort our religion, giving them literature that present lies and distortion about our religion with one purpose, to make people hate you and be afraid of you. And you think when people hate people and they're afraid of them, they don't go out and start killing them? This precedes every genocide. This one, so there, Allah Ta'ala is going to test us. He's going to test us in our lives, in our wealth. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you're going to hear from those given the scripture before you, some of the Jews and Christians, like you're hearing now, you turn on the radio. Adhan kathira, much abuse. So what should we do? And this is how we get through the test. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. If you patiently persevere. Keep doing the good things you're doing. That's why they're doing all this. They want Muslims to stop making dawah. And they want Muslims to stop feeling that we have opportunities here. They want everyone to pack up and leave, to get afraid, and to pack up and to leave so they can have this country and they can dictate how the power of this country is going to be used, and there'll be no dissenting and there'll be no resisting voices. That's what they want. But they don't know something about a Muslim. A Muslim isn't a coward. Right? A Muslim doesn't pack up and run away. Like the Muslims, they want Muslims to run away from Philistine. I can't take it anymore. But they're not. Those brothers and sisters are staying there. Saying, this is my home, this is my father's home, my mother's home, my grandfather's home, my grandmother's home, my great-great-grandfather's home, my great-great-grandmother's home, and I'm not going anywhere unless I go in a coffin. That you kill me and put me in a box. That's the only way you're going to get me out of here. You can boycott me, you can blockade me, you can cut off the water, cut off the gas, cut off the electricity. I'm not going anywhere. Is that their attitude? That's the attitude of the people. That's what a Muslim is. And in America, Muslims should have the same attitude. We're not going anywhere. You can talk about us, you can slander us, you can vilify us. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay here. We're in tasbihu. And we're going to do the good we're doing. We're not making trouble for anyone. We're feeding people, we're helping people, our community are educated people, we believe in education, we're not criminals, we clean up the criminals. How many criminals in the prison become Muslims? Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. That's the Muslim. So we're not going anywhere. And we'll just ride out the test, because Allah tells us, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. And no matter what the time is, if it's an easy time or if it's a hard time, if you're strong or if you're weak. And sometimes we'll be strong, sometimes we'll be weak. We said we're in this world to be tested. How can we be tested if we're always strong? How can we be tested if we win every battle? How can we be tested if we're always wealthy? Then it's easy to be a believer. But Allah Ta'ala said, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. And what do we start with? وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. You say, Allah doesn't love oppressors. So Allah says, He alternates the strength, the weakness.